One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
tonight. Now remember, the 13 and 13 is the 26. 20. and we're going to tell you when it's near and what it's about. Yahweh is a thorough guide. He does tell us about things, and he does warn us exactly about what's coming in the time of the approaching of the time of trouble. Now, let me give you the quote here in the book of hope that you've gone over there. I want you to really mark it. We're going to really highlight it, enlarge it, expound on it, and explain it. This says, therefore, I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken from its place at the fury of Yahweh of hosts in the day of his burning anger. Isaiah 13:13. Well, it just happens to be that we're approaching on the Mayan calendar the count number of 13. Very scary, isn't it? It is really remarkable how that Yahweh talks to us. And now, I know there's a lot of predictors that are predicting the end of the world in 2012, and that's going to be the theme of our whole message, or the whole series here of 2012. We're adding on to the existing 13 hours. You can go to our website, Brother Bob has got it posted, and all of those series, you'll find those somewhere in the archives on oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. oneyahweh.com. If you'd like to go there and refresh yourself for the 13 hours, if you are interested in prophecy, if you're interested in the time of the celestial heavens, which will declare the work of his hand, and which, now, here's what he said, I will shake the earth, and the heavens will tremble. Did you know that the Messiah said in Matthew 24 that he would show you great signs in the heavens? Coming up exactly on 20/12 at 11:11, there's going to be a celestial event that's unprecedented. You'd have to go back. We're going to go give you the date, 26,000 years from 20/12, back into the past, which is reality, back into the future. Nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. And there is evidence that the earth and the heavens have shaken before. Now, I want to go to tell you here for just briefly and lay you a gestalt before we get into the actual event of 20/12, and explain to you. And when I searched the Bible, I was amazed. The last time that I can read in the Bible where Yahweh's voice shook the earth was in Exodus 19. Now remember, 13:13 says he's going to shake the heavens also. But the earth shook in Exodus chapter 19 on Mount Sinai when Yahweh spoke to Moses, the mountain quaked. And listen what happened. The Israelites that were listening were terrified and they trembled. Now here is the warning that I'm going to get to you. The Bible says, yet once more, Yahweh will shake the earth, and this time the heavens. So it's going to be, if those who heard his voice in Exodus 19, if they shook and trembled, think about the voice of Yahweh shaking the earth and the heavens according to Isaiah 13:13. Which is exactly 26,000 years, or 2/13, back into the past, which is actually back into the future. Again, nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been over this once. You just don't have the memory of it. Man has continuously came into the earth to learn his lessons. This is a schoolyard to get your correction, to get your reproof, and be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatever that you sow, And on December the 12th, which is judgment. Now, why would I say judgment when December the 21st comes, December the 21st, I said the 12th, but the 21st, which is a set of three sevens, which is complete. Why would that be the month of December's 12th? Why would it be so important for that date to happen? That was 229,866 people on the tsunami that was lost, including 186,983 that they know died, and 42,883 people, as near as they could tell, are still missing. They were swept out to the sea. Now, Hebrew, chapter 12, where Proverbs says there's nothing new in the sun, as I've already quoted from that text, of what is to be has already been. I want you to listen real careful to what I'm fixing to read you. It is a prophetic future time, and it may be near. Now, on December the 21st and 20 and 12, when nothing happens, when there's just a celestial event happening, and we're going to explain to you what's going to happen, right in the center of our Milky Way, at the point of crossing, it crosses the black hole in the universe. There is a enormous, we're going to explain that to you, we're going to explain the significance of what it means, why it's there. And the wormhole, that's why we call the wiggle worm and the black hole. Wormholes and black holes, that's what we're going to deal with in our series. You just don't want to miss this. It's going to be revealing. I'm going to try to put it in layman's terms where you can understand it. And let me read you the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Now, it's strange that 20 and 12 and 26, or 12, 26 to 13s, we have this, again, combination as we have in Isaiah 13 and 13, which is 26, which is a double 13, which is a warning to the 13 tribes. I'm not interested in nothing else. I'm not interested in the world, the things of the world, or the people in the world. I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, according to Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the 13 tribes scattered abroad. Where we have 13 and 13, it's a warning to Yahweh's people. It's a wake-up call at the point of crossing for Satan. I'm going to show you that the worm is going to wiggle out of his hole eventually. He's going to be exposed. Now, he's going to come as a shining light, but I've got him in the form of a dark black wiggle worm. And he's going to crawl out. Only the spiritual people can see the demons that are going to escape this wormhole. And they're going to come on earth like a swarm of black flies, or as the Bible would say it, a swarm of locusts that will literally eat their way through the earth. Now, remember the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, as it talks about those mighty ones that fell from heaven, and that Enoch became an ambassador, or actually a mediator between heaven and the fallen ones who were on earth. And they were forever banished from entering back into where they fell from. And that is another message in itself. Where is heaven? Who dwells there? Did the one we call Jesus Christ, did he go back, not up on the cloud? He didn't go on the cloud, he went in the cloud. Just as it happened here in Exodus chapter 19, when the last time that the heavens shook, when they heard his voice. Now, here, the heavens and the earth will shake according to Isaiah the prophet. And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the wiggle worm will come out of his hole. Satan must be exposed in due time. He's got to come to the earth. And there's going to, instead of being a time of the end, there's going to be a time of peace. Enlightenment. What is Satan? He's a shining light. And when he comes, the earth is going to enlighten instead of all the doomsday scenarios are being pointed out. Now, there's going to be times of trouble. There's going to be food shortages, so don't worry about that. However, they're going to be eating and drinking and being merry when Yahweh comes. That's the Bible, as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be. So don't worry about the earth being blown up. It's going to be obliterated. And we're going to have all kinds of these things. The Bible said we're going to have all kinds of wars and rumors of wars and the earth, and we're going to worry and going to fret and do all these things. But he said, don't worry, the end ain't yet. Don't worry, in 2012, the end ain't coming. It is going to be the beginning of the wiggle worm's appearance, or the emergence of the time of his coming. Now, he's only got one more planet hopping deal. Oh man, if I was to describe Satan for you, and if I was to compare him to Elvis Presley, you're going to laugh, because he's not an Elvis Presley. He doesn't look anything like it. But the charisma and the beauty and the enhancement and the joy that he brings and the healing and the knowledge. He's going to be a wonderful person, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be so great that the whole world, including the very elect, could possibly be deceived. Now, let me read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26. The Word says in the Bible that this shaking will remove things that are, or can be, shaken. Now, the things that can be shaken will be shaken. Now, who's that? Well, that's those who are not fully persuaded, and those who do not know the truth, those that doesn't recognize Satan. If a pope can deceive 1 billion people, what could the devil do in his stead? Now, the vicar, the post, or the seat of authority. Now, Satan has got everybody waiting for God. And the God of this world is coming. I'm warning you that the wiggle worm is coming out of the black hole. Now, the black hole is nothing but an opening into the place where the devil and his angels dwell, or are banished to. Remember that the great angel that bound him and put him into the deep. Now, this is a deep, vast hole, and wait till I explain to you the gravity, the crush, the weight, and things of this, of a black hole. It gobbles up everything. It is such a place. It would be tormenting to be sucked into a black hole. If you thought forever that you would vanish, if you can be shaken, spiritually things that move can be shaken. Now, the Bible said, be unmovable. Always abounding in the truth. This is why that I want you to know this. This is why Yahweh sent me to warn you. The end ain't coming right now. You can just rest assured, although the signs are predicting a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to stop you right here and remind you of that awesome scripture of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7. There shall be a time of trouble. Now, what does it mean in a time of trouble? It's the whole earth is negative. Well, when you see these things, you know that the wicked are going to wax more wicked, and of course they will. But you see, the wicked have a beauty about them. That's why Satan is so attracted, and wisdom is so preferred, and the colleges that have sprung up, and the ideology that are being taught by Satan. These are the things that are contrasting today against the things that we understand to be as they are, and the things that cannot be shaken. The last time, like I said, that he shook his heaven, the earth, was in Exodus 19. Now, in Hebrews 12:26, he says that he's going to remove things that can be shaken, and the things that cannot be shaken will remain. Now, isn't that strange? Now, if you go to the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, you'll find the chapter behind the chapter of Jacob's trouble. Now, I just quoted you the scripture of Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. It's not the trouble of the world. The world's going to be eating, the world's going to be drinking, and the world's going to be merry as it was in the days of Noah. Now, let me repeat that for you so I can get this scenario right in your mind. Please, don't be fooled by these things that the devil, even his prophets, are predicting doom and gloom. And then, when it don't come, the good times come, eating comes, drinking comes, being merry comes, and Satan comes to bring all these things about, you're going to be deceived thinking that it's Jesus Christ himself. Who we know that the imposter is going to come, as Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he's going to come and sit up on the throne as God in the temple, and the world will receive him, and all the world will wonder after him, whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is why I'm preaching so hard to you. This is why I feel it is so needful and so important to get you to know that the first wave that comes out of the heavens, in this case the wither worm from the black hole, but you're going to see him as a shining light. He's coming as a shining light. He's coming peacefully to obtain this earth, and the Antichrist, plural, not singular. There are many Antichrists working right now for the establishment of a one world order in order to dominate or control. Remember I said it's Jacob's trouble. Those that know Yahweh, according to the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, will do exploits. Now, I'll repeat that. Exploits is exploiting or revealing the plan of the devil, like I'm doing tonight. So in a time of trouble for Jacob, now when Satan comes, he's going to be angry and teed off at the true people of Yahweh. He's going to make war against the saints. He's going to wear them out. But the rest of the world at this time is going to be eating and drinking and being merry and worshiping the wiggle worm from the black hole. Although he's going to fool the people and say he's Jesus Christ from heaven, that he's the Redeemer, that he's come to bring a utopia. He's come to reign 1,000 years. Boy, John Hagin, the game's going to fall for that one. Yeah, buddy. And when they're raptured out, some of them will take a trip on the old gospel ship. They're going to go sailing through the air. They're going to be raptured out. Now, Satan, with his plan, is going to be so close to the ideals of the mass thinking, as a man thinketh, so shall he is. And as this group thinks they're going to be raptured out, well, Satan, he will oblige them. And when people want to know where they're at, oh, he said, well, man, they're in heaven. Don't you know? They're going to be there for 1,000 years. Well, that's going to give Satan, who has but a short time to work his magic and his plan, and the wiggle worm from the black hole, then he's going to come in like a flood, and he's going to see the very elect, if it's possible. And the Bible says those who have not that knowledge are going to be deceived, and they're going to actually worship the beast that has the power to give life to the image that speaks. And by this, you're going to know that in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, there is where your heart will be also. Now, I want to ask you a question tonight. If thing comes, and yet you see a cosmic beginning of the advent of the wiggle worm from the black hole. When Satan and his angels land on the earth, don't you know that if you're not prayed up, if you're not solid, if you can't be shaken, remember, everything is going to shake over and go to him that can be shook, but the things that cannot be shaken will be the actual seed of Jacob and those who will not yield to his plan, those who will resist him, those who will exploit him, and those who will reveal him and his intentions will be locked up, rounded up. They've already got the jails ready for you. Yes, they've got everything in place, and Satan, who will, in one hand, to the world, be so wonderful, he will be a light from heaven. He's going to be wonderful. He's going to bring cures into the medical field. And you talk about people saying, this has to be God. Only God can do these miracles and signs and wonders. This has to be Jesus. This is the one that they've been telling us about. These are, remember, there was a great bunch of those when he came that was raptured out, just like the Bible says. Ladies and gentlemen, this scenario has been set up from the foundation of the world to deceive those who need deceiving. And if this truth gospel is hid, it's hid to them, it's lost, and those who never catch the meaning or catch the wave. And 20 and 12 has its a positive effects upon the house of Jacob. At this time, there will be a Holy Ghost revival. Now, what I mean, a pouring out, a literal pouring out of the substance of God's power, God's grace, and God's love. It's going to be poured out in mass to only a few. Now, to those of the world, when Satan comes, he's going to cure their ills. And people say, well, Satan can't heal nobody. Well, I want to ask you a question. Did he have the power to put boils on Job's body? If he had the power to put them on, he could certainly take them off. And the Bible says if Satan casts out Satan, he defeats his own purpose. So Satan's going to build a kingdom. It's going to be just like the Bible said. They're going to be eating and drinking, being merry and rejoicing in his form of government, which he says is the government from heaven. In reality, he's the wiggle worm from the black hole that deceives the whole world, except those whose names are written, which is the few of Jacob. Now, only a few. Now, where your heart is where your treasure is, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 20. Where's your heart? Where's your treasure? Where's your knowledge? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When Satan comes in with his power, with his glory, with his wonders, with his signs, and all lying wonders. Now, you're not going to think it's a lie when he heals somebody and he says, cancer? Oh, you've got the National Cancer Society that's took up billions of dollars. You know what the answer, you know, they got the cure for cancer right now, but they ain't going to give it to you. They know what caused the dividing of the cells and the ravaging of the body. It's a combination of many things that is made up of the system of those who wax rich at the expense and pain of those that dwell upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been enough wars and enough bloodshed from the righteous Abel, beginning the first blood. His blood was drained out of his righteous body, and from that, many, many, untold thousands upon 10,000s upon millions upon billions upon trillions of those who have come up from the earth, they have shed their blood. And Yahweh says in the end time, when it's convenient for him to return, he's coming back in flaming fire. Ain't the way Satan's coming. Yahweh's going to come back really pissed off about everything. He's going to be angry. The heavens are going to shake. But Satan, when he comes, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be smooth as silk. He's going to come in peacefully and obtain the kingdom, which is being set up right now with the many, many kings of the earth in the Antichrist of religious powers and persuasion have convinced the people that God's coming back to Jerusalem, and he's going to build a temple there, and God's holy people is getting it ready. They're getting the cloths, they're getting the sacrifices, they're getting all these things ready, and who better to be fed and worshipped and set upon the temple mount where he longed to sit on the congregation and lift himself up as some mighty one to deceive the very elect if possible. There's going to be a lot of Yahweh's people taken in by the craftiness of Satan. Some will fall to prove them. Now let me give you another scripture. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The wind came, the rain came, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears the words of mine and doesn't do them is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rain came, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall. That is a perfect scenario of the 20 and 12. December the 21st at 11:11. If you've ever looked on a clock, if you've ever seen a digital flashing light of 11:11, this is it's almost an astrological sign to the clock of your biological clock of your inner being, saying something significant is coming. At this appointed time, at the crossing, when we have the crosshairs in the middle of the galaxy, when the sun aligns on December the 25th, we have what is known as the winter solstice. It's going to be on the 21st because the solstice is on actually the 21st. It's not on December the 25th. So in this time period, we're going to have the point of crossing, and it's going to cross not the point of light. It's going to cross right over the black hole in the center of the Milky Way. And the wiggle worm is going. Now, at this point, it's a celestial event, but I'm teaching you tonight that it will be the key to the loosening of the chain restrainer of Satan and his angels, and they then will have the power to come out of these wormholes and invade, if not invade. The word invade is the people on earth are begging for a deliverer. They are begging for deliverance. They're praying for somebody to come and save us from ourselves. Well, guess who? The magician, the deceiver, the liar, the wiggle worm, if you will, or the worm dieth not when his judgment is just. This is the wiggle worm. And the Bible described him, said, when you go and see him, he's going to look like a worm. Now, I know that's a statement that is made in a spiritual context, although he's going to appear beautiful. And you're going to look on him in the book of Isaiah where he says, and you're going to say, is this the man who done all these things? These miracles, these signs and wonders, and have all the world wondering after him? Those things that cannot be shaken, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26. These are the things that are going to remain that can't be shaken, but everything that can be shaken and deceived, Satan will be the master of deception. He's the wiggle worm from the black hole that's going to appear as righteous, and he's going to afflict the people of Jacob. There's no trouble on the earth. The earth's going to rejoice. The earth's going to, just like it was in the days of Noah. They were eating, they were drinking, and they were marrying, and they were having a time of their life. Now, I want to ask you a question. Why would they have a time of their life? Simply because they couldn't hear the word. As it says in Matthew 7:24, they couldn't understand it. It had never rained in the days of Noah. There came a mist at the water, the plants, and the things that grew. And here's an idiot that says, it's going to rain. It's going to rain water. Well, here the idiots of the last day, the prophets of Yahweh, are saying, it's going to rain fire. Not only his voice is going to shake the very core, the reactor core of the earth that is molten hot, he's going to shake it open. And everything that can be shook will be shook off of this earth and destroyed. And everything that can't be shaken will remain. Where do you stand tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Have you ever considered the wiggle worm from the dark hole appearing upon the earth as an angel of light to deceive the very elect? Have you ever pondered that in your mind? I have longed to preach this message to you. It's been a burning desire in my heart for a long time to exhort you and to get you ready for the preparation of the greatest deception and the greatest lie. Satan's told some good ones. Satan has deceived a lot of people. But ladies and gentlemen, he's never performed in such a grand manner because he knows it's his life stand, just like Custer. There's a lot of evidence of a super massive black hole in the center of our galaxy. I wonder why it's there. Have you ever wondered? The entire galaxy spirals around the black hole in the center of the crossing, and that very center of the 26,000 years of the precession of the equinox only happened 26,000 years ago. We'll give you the date back in the time that the Mayans, as we discussed the calendar, and their teachings in depth, they were not the only ones that had this information. This information is gleaned exactly from the Bible. And these were not a bunch of silly Indians, as we now have been made to believe that those remnants down there, the Mayans, are the ones that built all these marvelous temples and came up with this astrological calendar. It is the most accurate calendar that's ever been invented. Its prophecies are amazingly accurate. The entire galaxy spirals around at the point of the crossing in the center where we're going to have the precession of the equinox, meaning the sun is going to cross, the sun, S-U-N, representing the S-O-N, who's going to look down, which represents the angel of light, and he's going to trigger a massive time of miracles, signs, and wonders. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, your government is keeping the greatest secret that man, for man, that has ever been in the archives of secrets of the governments of the world. All governments are bound and sworn not to reveal this until the appointed time. It's going to be the greatest deception that is ever performed upon the stage of mankind as we go hurling through space at the point of crossing of the celestial event of 20 and 12, which is the winter solstice of the precession of the equinox. The light is going to shine right down as it did in the descending passage of a time in the past where the light of the sun lit up the descending passageway, and the black hole represents the descending passage in the great monument at Giza, which is a monument or an altar in stone according to the book of Isaiah chapter 19, verse 19. It's an altar to Yahweh, a monument in stone, and when you measure out its prophetic measurement, you could be astounded at the time event that it triggers. 2112 happens to be on one of the milestones or the mile markers along the way of mankind's descent into an age of enlightenment. Now, who would bring that? that you're a God. The one that says that you don't need Yahweh. All you need is knowledge. Man can solve his own problems. We're just mental cripples, but if we want to excel, we got to follow Satan the day that you do this. Yahweh knows that you no longer need him. And he said, but he even answered, well, he said that if when we did this, we would die. D-I-E. Die. And Satan added one word to the text, verbatim now. He quoted Yahweh's, "Has God said, thou shalt not eat?" And the woman said, he said, yeah, if we eat it, we'll die. And then Satan said, you shall surely not die. Not, M-O-T. One of the smallest letters compared to eat and lay. It's a three-letter word. It seemed like they were positioned in the text purposely. It don't seem like it weighs a whole lot, not, N-O-T. But you spell that backwards and you see that it weighs a whole lot in our current weights and balances. We're hanging at 20 and 12 right over the black hole in our galaxy. And we're going to tell you about these black holes. Scientists, our own scientists, are worried about the possibility of the black hole collisions in and around 20 and 12. Black hole collisions. All galaxies are to believe to contain supermassive black holes at their centers. And galaxies grow through mergers with other galaxies. When this occurs, the central black holes form a binary system that revolve around each other and eventually coalesce into one. The coalescence is driven by the emission of gravitational radiation. It follows the cycles of the chilled universe below the hyperspace. The cycle of creation, maintenance, and eventual destruction. The cycle of creation. Well, the God of this world is coming. He's going to pose as the creator. He's not a creator. He's a perverter of the creation. Although he's got knowledge that could floor the average scientist down here upon the planet. You can believe, ladies and gentlemen, that this wisdom and this knowledge that's going to emerge after 20 and 12, it's the enlightened age, brought to you courteously of the enlightened ones. Their minds continuously on evil, and they're going to literally, through the objection of preaching like this, with the knowledge that we have before he ever comes, you think Satan's going to take it lightly? When men and women of faith that can't be shaken will stand in his teeth and tell him who he is and what he's all about and what his purpose is, and you think Satan's going to take kindly to that? I can see his hand raised and the thumb down. I can see the stockades. I can see the prisons. I can see the graves. I can see the inquisitions. I can see the judgment set. They're going to haul you into the courts and into the synagogues. Oh, the synagogues are going to appear in those days. You know what? There's more emphasis on television now on Hanukkah than there is in the birth of the Messiah. You ever notice that? And I'm certainly not going out with a little classic Jesus. Recognize it. But the subtle change of Hanukkah in place of Christmas by a people that killed him and the people that don't love him, they have now emerged as the leading proponents of another system. They're atheistic. Communism is atheistic. Or, better yet, it's not atheistic. They say that man can achieve Godhead status. That man is God himself. He was until he fell. Now he's a mortal angels. He said, though, and he quoted this in the 86th Psalms and the 10th chapter of the book of John, quoting this, he talked about the holy angels dying like men. Their day's coming. Yet they have the supernova experiences, light beings. World will fall at its feet. Everything that will be shaken by the advent of the knowledge of these mighty ones is coming out of the heavens, and the world will be astounded that we're not alone, that we finally found contact. That's what we're out there looking for, ladies and gentlemen. And those who are looking have already found it. They're just holding you in suspense until the time of coming, and when they will bring this knowledge, suddenly Satan will appear in his temple. Now, we're going to have a shift. I'm going to get into part two tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. My time has already come and gone. But I appreciate being with you tonight and the experience that I've had on the 20 and 12 examples. And now, Yahweh has told me to reveal the wiggle worm from the black hole and what his purpose is going to be. He's coming to deceive the very elect, if possible. Is it possible for you to fall into the realm of being deceived by the great deceiver? Now, you've had to wrestle through the Christian experience where the Catholic Church has perverted the truth of the gospel, where they have taken Yahweh out of the text completely, obliterated his name, banished him from the book of the holies. You say, oh, I don't believe he took that. The Lord's still in there. There's many lords. You say, well, I don't believe that. There's only one God. There's many gods. And lords and gods have been the work of man's hand by the lords and gods who fail. These are the fallen lords and the fallen gods. Gods can fall. Lords can fall. And great will be the fall of those, and those who are deceived by the lords and gods. And Christian church, I hate to speak against Christianity. There's so many good people there. I've got so many friends and neighbors that I love so dearly. The Bible said, hating even a garment spotted by flesh of their understanding, to save some, pull them out of the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, when this light centers over the dark hole in the center of the galaxy, it is an astronomical event unprecedented in the last 26,000 years, or the precession of the equinox. In part two, I'll go back and explain to you in the past when this date was set on the Mayan calendar, when it began, and when they began to reckon time, and when they saw the last date on their calendar expire on December the 21st at 11:11, where we have the point of crossing, where the light of the S-U-N, representing the S-O-N, if you will, and the dark forces of Darth Vader, when the light shines into the black hole, for the first time in 26,000 years, it will be the penetrating rays of the gravitational prison. It will melt the bars of the prison where Satan has been contained for quite a few years, and he will be loosed for a little season. Don't get ready for the emergence of Jesus coming to sit in the temple. You better prepare your mind that you cannot be shaken on this deal, because when he comes, it's going to work in Bible prophecy like the devil has perverted Yahweh's word, and you're going to think that it's God himself sitting there with all the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the celestial events that will clap its hands and actually rejoice. It's going to be a time of beauty. It's going to be a time of glorious light revelation. It's going to be a time when sickness and diseases will vanish. All by the hands of the one that calls himself the King. He's going to be a king, all right, and he's going to be received with the shaken ones. Now, if you can't be shook off of the idea that Yahweh himself is not going to come until he comes in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them and destroy the devil and his angels, the wiggle worm in this case, with the brightness of his coming. You write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And I got to get off here, ladies and gentlemen. My time, I've got a couple of minutes here to talk to you about the Word. And we appreciate you being in our audience tonight. We thank you for listening to our text. We want you to hear it tomorrow night, part two. We're going to do several parts on this. And I do believe by the power of the enlightened ones who are coming to deceive or to darken your understanding even more with the signs and the miracles and the wonders, don't be deceived or shaken off of the truth of Yahweh's word. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous are going to run into it, and they're going to be saved, ladies and gentlemen. And I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, by all the power and the glory and the wonder, that if you want this series, you just write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Call me. I'm live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185, the clear channel and the transmitting Joel of the South, right here in Tennessee.